Let me get a glass. Half fill it with something definitely alcoholic. Pull up a smoke. And then I'll tell the tale of the conference. The door had been knocked upon at 6 a.m. or thereabouts. Room 344. A gentle and questioning tap, tap, tap. I was half awake as it was. The heat, the humidity, and restless thoughts conspiring against my attempts to sleep. But I half turned and listened closely, scarcely believing what I thought I'd heard. And then the knocking came again. Tap, tap, tap. I smiled, throwing the covers aside, taking a breath, which skittishly bounced around inside my ribs. And then I padded to the door to see you standing there. Sharp blue eyes, smile glowing as your nose wrinkled, holding up your hand with the numbers 344 just still visible. I opened the door wider, and with a sideways dab of my head, I invited you across the threshold in a silent and complicit welcome. As you step towards me, your eyes glance up and down, delighting in my state of undress. You paused and turned, placing a soft hand upon my chest as you reached up and placed a lingering kiss upon my cheek before brushing past me with a subtle swagger, dragging your fingertips from me, gently, tenderly. I quietly closed the door and turned to see you standing there. 5'2", petite, slim, with mischief plainly in your eyes. You'd let your deep chestnut red hair down this time, draping your shoulders. The same bright scarlet camisole still clutching to your frame, jeans and bare feet, finishing your wardrobe choices. You paused, eyes locked, uncomfortable, inquisitive, as we breathed and breathed the anticipation of exploration, leaving it hanging in the air. A conference isn't complete without a good night out. I'd gone back to the hotel after the banquet meal on the last night, looking for a nightcap, just restless and curious to see who was still about and around. And then I spied my usual two fellow conspirators, raucously putting the world to rights over in the corner. Grabbing a beer, I walked over and joined them, settling wearily into the armchair as stories were told and cigarettes devoured. Old faces, we'd known each other for years as these conferences came and went. And it always turned out the same way. Us becoming the last men standing, watching the rest of the delegates melt away into the night. And then the three of you came bounding into the bar, all chatter and smiles, announcing that the night wasn't over, and a late night bar beckoned. We'd sighed even pronounced our resistance, provoking faux pouting and disappointment, insisting we should come and play. I'd caught your lascivious eye as you merely smiled a little and raised your eyebrows. So we'd bundled into a couple of taxis and found a bar to unwind in. 70s and 80s soundtracks thumping into the night. Jaeger bombs and margaritas were consumed eagerly, and I found you squirming next to me, comfortably leaning into my ear to make yourself heard above the music as we watched the dance floor trying to decipher the stories that were being played out in front of us. And when you stepped up and joined the throng, I watched you glide gracefully away as your hips swayed and you danced, unable to resist the stones. I sit and gleamed as you found a little space in the corner and gently surrendered to the rhythm, because you couldn't indeed get no satisfaction. All it took was a look as you turned for me to join you, and we danced as the songs came and went, smiling eyes piercing into another as we came close, my big hands clasping your waist, sliding up and pressing you against me, before stepping back, enjoying the beat, enjoying our dance. Your tiny scarlet camisole clung to you as we swung and rolled, just enjoying the chance to express ourselves as the bass lines pounded into the night. You reached for my hands as they pressed against your hips, delicately intertwining our fingers, and I gripped you tightly, squeezing ever so gently. You slowly circled me, a pirouette of calm and gentle, curious content here in the night, before I reached once more to tame those hips, closing against me as we both swayed side to side in time to Bowie and in time with each other. Dizzy Rascal appeared as the next track pounded into the night, and you pointed to the seat, grabbing my hand and leading me away from the boundless energy of the floor. And settling into the corner seats, you leaned across to my ear and asked if I knew where your boots were, and I pointed out you were sitting on them, as I placed them in safety as you left to dance. You grinned and nodded a thank you. You were positively shining, relaxed and comfortable, and I couldn't resist. I grabbed a pen from my pocket and tenderly reached for your hand, writing 3-4-4 on your palm. As the thudding music paused, you leaned into my neck and asked what I meant. Just a random number, nothing important, I airily offered an explanation. More margaritas were destroyed in the names of friendship and banter as the music shifted into a blast of two-tone, ska and rock steady, which made my heart soar Yes, I'd been a Root Boy, then a Suedehead in the ska revival summers of the 80s. All the Docks and Crombie Coats, Fred Perry and Ben Shermans. The floor thinned out a little as the Scatolites boomed out, and I couldn't resist the pull as I desperately reached into my rusty memory vaults to see if I could pull off a little skanking or a decent monkey. You'd seen the giddiness in my eyes and had come to join me, quizzically watching the moves, then hesitantly copying, and then letting the simple moves flow and repeat, delighting in my reverie of my 20s past, spent in hot and sweaty basement clubs, all black and white and cigarette smoke. And even a few of the kids in their 20s themselves, watching on, who weren't even born the last time I danced the monkey, curiously rose and joined in, which had amused me muchly. We'd watched and mirrored our monkeys as the bass line thudded and pounded, reaching a crescendo as the end of Laurel Aitken arrived. And then the lights went up. This was the last set of the night, apparently. We'd grinned at the sheer joy of dancing, feeling free and expressive. And you hugged me tightly, staring deeply into my warm brown eyes, just lingering a little. We gathered our fellow reprobates and spilled again into a couple of taxis, returning back to the hotel with the first softening glimmer of morning light threatening to announce the birth of a new day. Someone, I don't know who, produced a bottle of Irish and a handful of glasses as we sat outside smoking and swapping stories, and finishing the night properly. I reflected internally as my little soul sang. "Oh, come on, come out," you'd said. "Only one or two," you'd said. And here we were, glowing compadres, all six of us, just happy in the moment. 4:45 in the morning, the three girls announcing that it was time for bed, with an early rise at an insane 8 a.m. beckoning. Sitting beside me, you'd leant across and kissed me on the cheek, lingering a little, as I reciprocated in that public embrace. As you broke and rose to leave, I playfully and quietly reminded you not to forget your magic number. And you paused, eyebrows delightfully furrowed, trying to decipher my dubious sentence. And then the most wonderful wave of happiness creased your face as you finally understood what 3-4-4 actually meant. Eyes shining, you stepped away with a languorous touch, wiping across my shoulders before heading inside, the biggest smile glowing as you waited for the lift with your two colleagues, turning one more time as you sent that smile through the glass to me. I lit another cigarette and lazily drank deeply upon it, tilting my head back and exhaling with a sigh, closing my eyes not really hearing the conversation around me, as I wondered, would she? I stubbed out my smoke and bade farewell as the sky brightened still further, shaking hands and looking forward already to the next meeting. I made my way to my room, nodding to the night porter on the way to the lift, grinning to the mirrored walls as it labored up to the third floor, and I made my way home, then showered and slunk into bed in the heat. And now I find you here before me. I'm wearing far too many clothes, you faintly whisper. So let's start here, I replied, kneeling down and buttoning her jeans, wriggling them off her hips, revealing bright scarlet laced cropped panties. I stroked my hand smoothly over each calf, up to the inside of each knee, as I helped her step out of those jeans, leaving them crumpled on the floor, arms up, as I delicately peeled that camisole away, to reveal soft, wispy hair under those arms, and perfect little acorns, swollen and tender. And then slid those panties to the floor, finally revealing her to be the real woman she was, with a thick patch of fine, dark hair between her legs, which just made me growl. She beamed as her breath quickened, eyes twinkling in the half-light, sweeping away my boxers with one smooth gliding hand. We simply stood there, enjoying that moment of unravelment, absorbing each other's pure nakedness. Skin positively glowing. Her eyes skipped downwards as, with half an eyebrow raised, she saw me slowly beginning to awaken, twitching, red and thick. Stepping into my arms as my hands stretched up her back and slid to her shoulders, gripping her to me, she reached up and kissed me hungrily, her small mouth smearing against my lips. A flare of deep-rooted passion welling up from inside and spilling into the soft morning shadows. I settle into a dance, tongue probing, as my big hands, rough and calloused, squeeze her hard to me, desire and aching expressed and matched with every movement, every sigh, every gentle moan, as we discover each other. You reach down and encircle me, squeezing and lifting and pressing me into my belly as you lick my lips with the tip of your tongue so slowly and delicately, listening to my breath sharpen as your hand reaches and stretches, cupping my balls before squeezing ever so slightly. A new fire, a enters the dance, as you kiss me harder now, moaning as my nails rake slowly across your back, down to your hips, which I grasp, feeling them shift, and then lower, cupping your cheeks, lifting them, parting them, squeezing them as the veins on my hands stand out, the muscles of my arms tight and clenched, belying the strength controlled. And you break from the kiss, arching your back, clinging tightly to me, as you sigh deeply from the soul, plaintive, uncomfortable, aching with thoughts and desires. I slowly relax until I'm merely holding you, stroking you in circles in the small of your back as you nestle into my chest, your hand lazily running through the hair you found there as we shared something delicate, something fleeting, a piece of time. I'm so tired, you whisper dreamily. If only there were a bed close by, I reply gently, provoking a snigger. She sighed again and softly stepped to the bed, leading me by the hand again. As she kneeled onto the linen and slid under the covers, her back to me, wriggling slowly to find the best comfort. She ran a hand through her hair and chuckled again at the situation as I watched her slim, gorgeous, fucking body, her smooth, pale skin just contented before me. I lay down next to her, moving closer until we are skin to skin, my arm wrapping tightly around her, smoothly brushing her breast as my hand settles upon her shoulder, spooning her completely as I felt her adjust to me, wanting to touch every part of me. I grazed her bare shoulder with a kiss, her free hand reaching up to mine, slinking fingers in between, and you squeezed your delight at my presence. And another sly snicker drifts through the air. I can feel you there, you know. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I talked to my doctor, and he assures me it's nothing to worry about, I replied, kissing you gently again, as you laugh softly, and hook your right leg up, opening and spreading wide, as you reach behind and clasp your hand around my troublesome anatomy, drawing me forward, returning your leg to the bed, still hooked up as I shuffle and slide my leg up to match you, nestling inside your slick cap, feeling the warmth seeping from you. At least now, it has somewhere nice to sleep, you murmur, returning your hand to mine as we settle and drift into a peaceful reverie of gentle dreams. Tonight, or rather, this morning, was never about wildly and desperately satisfying carnal hungers, sating and quenching boundless desires. There would be time for that in the future. This morning was all about indulging in the pure sensual intensity of being naked, skin on skin, before another human being. Acceptance, contentment, and serene calm as we explored each other's soul, stroking and softly questioning. As soon as I'd seen that inviting look from the dance floor, I'd known we were more than just strangers crossing paths. As I woke to the alarm call, I could see clearly that you had departed, but I breathed in deeply from your crumpled side of the bed, and I could still smell you. A fragile, spicy mix of musk and Chanel. It hadn't been a dream. I swung over to the edge of the bed and stretched and stretched and stretched before blearily going to the bathroom for a morning call. As I turned away, I caught sight of the mirror. You beautiful man. You'd written in lipstick along with your phone number. And then I noticed my reflection. Not only was I smiling insanely, you had covered my face with little lipstick kisses before you'd left. You little minx. I keyed that number into my phone and titled it French and Mysterious. This one's a keeper. I wonder what the future holds.